This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenye adzirikitika mzimbabwe. Tirikute penyura tiripa mzindawe Voice of America urumu Washington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba ze Zimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kava tereri, tinosangana zvakare manera anasi uri musi wechishanu nyamavhuvhu 12, 2016. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nefenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 909 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 16065 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvinoizvi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. MDCT yoronga kuratidzira mugweru mangwana ichichema-chema nekuvharwa kwemakambani munyika pamwe nekushayikwa kwemabasa. #ThisFlag netajamuka sisijikile voronga kuratidzira zvakare munyika yose musi wa 31 nyamavhuvhu. A cast Coventry opinda mwekuki Rio 2016 Olympic Finals. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reMDCT vamogen tsvangirai vanonzi mangwana nemugovera vari kutungamira nhengo dzavo mukuratidzira kuchaitwa nebato ravo muguta regweru senzira yekunyunyuta nekuvharwa kwakaita makambani mazhinji muguta iri pamwe nekushayikwa kwemabasa. Mutauriri weMDCT vaobeti gutu vanoti kuratidzira kwavo uku chikamu cheurongwa hwavakaparura muHarare muna Kubvumbi uhwo hwakaita kuti vapinde mumaguta akaita seMutare, Ulawayo neMasvingo. Vagutu vanoti gweru raive guta raizivikanwa zvikuru nezvigadzirwa zvakasiyana-siyana zvinosanganisira shangu dzaigadzirwa nekambani yeBata, asi zvose izvi zvakaurawa nehurumende yeZANU-PF iyo yakundikana kupa vana veZimbabwe mabasa yakavimbisa pasarudzo dza2013. Vanoti vakatoziisa mapurisa emugweru sezvinodiwa nemutemo uye havaoni paine dambudziko ringaitika. Svondo rapera, vatsvangirai vakatungamira zvakare mukuratidzira kwakaitwa nenhengo dzebato ravo muguta reMasvingo. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navagutu pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Nyika yaenda kumawere. Kunyanya tiri muguta regweri iroro rinova ndiro guta guru reMidlands province. Tinoona kuti makambani makuru anga achizikanwa kuti ndovakabata guta regweru. Makambani akaita sana Bata Shoe Company, vana Zimbabwe Alloys, vana Zimcast, vana Zimglass, vana Kariba Batteries nemamwe akawanda andingangotaura atsakatika. Hapasisina. Ukasvika mugweru yemanje unenge unofamba munonzi muchirungu muGhost Town. Industry hakusisina. Saka kutaridzira kwedu uku chinangwa chikuru ndechekuti tirikuda kuti sebato guru revanhu reMDC titi hurumende yeZANU inotungamirirwa navamugabe vaonevo kuti vana vemudunhu meMidlands kunyanyanyanya vemuguta guru reMidlands regweru vashushikana, vabatikana, vatambura.
Maratidzira kwenguva yakareba vagutu, pane chiri kushanduka here tichitarisa zvamungati zvaburitswa nekuratidzira ikoko?
Chiri kushanduka chiripo Jonga, nokuti ukaona toda kudzokera kumasure toti musi wa14 April gore rineri patakatanga zvamademonstration takatanga nemuno muHarare. Red Army payakafora muno muguta reHarare musi wa14 April 2016. Takatozoona sokuti vana veZimbabwe vazhinji tichisanganisa nevamwe vasitombori nhengo dzeMDC vakapiwa watingangoti ushingi, vakapiwa watingangoti muchirungu encouragement kuti vaite zvamademonstration. Ndopu saka takazoona nyaya dzemademonstration dzakazenge dzobudirira.
Mutungamiri webato renyu va Morgan Tsvangirai vanenge varipo here pakuratidzira apa?
Kwazvo. Dr. Morgan Tsvangirai vanenge varipo. Ndo komanda we Red Army MDC.
Mutauriri weMDC TV Obet Gutu vari parunari muHarare neStudio 7. Vatungamiri vemasangano akazvimirira vanoti vari kushungurudzwa zvikuru nekuwedzerwa kwaita vasori vehurumende pamwe nemapurisa kuti vasore mabasa avo zvave kupa kuti vashande vasina kusununguka. Izvo zvinoteverawo kubuda pachena kwevakuru vemauto nemapurisa vachiti vachadzivisa vanhu kuratidzira kunyange hazvo zvinhu zvaita manyama amire nerongo munyika. Magweta anoti zviri kutaurwa nevakuru vemauto nemapurisa izvi kuchikora bumbiro remutemo wenyika risingavatenderi kupindira munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Mutoro wedu enhau Gandri Maramba anoti panyaya inotevera.
Vachitaura pamusangano waitwa nhasi mudhorobha remasvingo nevatungamiri vemusangano yemudunhu rino, sachigaro wekomiti yemabasa kana kuti Advocates in Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition vambavhelas kumala vati vasori ava vawedzerwa zvakanyanya kubva vanhu zvavataka kuratidzira munyika.
Tiri kushungurudzika chose nezviri kuitika nekuti zvakutadzisa vanhu kuti vaenjoye tingati marights avo seari mubumbiro remutemo rekuti vanokwanisa kuti vaungane.
Vamasimba Gonese vanotungamirira musangano wemasvingo Human Rights Trust vashoropodza zviri kuitwa nehurumende.
Vasori vehurumende vanoti pese pese paunganwa nevane masangano akazvimirira oga vanenge varipo vachingofunga kuti tiri kutaura nyaya dzekubvisa hurumende whether nenzira kwadzo kana kuti nechisimba, asi isu tinenge chitobata nyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu dzinobata munhu wese zvisinei nebato raanotsigira.
Mufundisi Tapfumane Zenda vanotungamirira sangano reChristian Voices International Zimbabwe vati izvi zvinoratidza kuti hurumende inodzvinyirira nekuda kunyaradza vanhu ichitumira mapurisa nevasori kuti vavhundutsire vanhu.
Tiri kutsiura zvinhu zvakadaro sekereke zvine nemashoko atisingatsengi mashoko edu pamusaka pokuti vanhu vanofanira kuti vabvumirwe kuti vasungunuke. Kana chinzi vanhu vakasungunuka zvinosanganisira kupiwa kodzero dzavo dzekusungunuka mukutaura zviri mukati memoyo yavo.
Mumwewo anorwira kodzero dzevanhu vaprospatiri ngindi vanoti vasori ngavasiyane nekuuya kwavasina kukokwa.
Izvi zviri kukonzerwa nekuti hurumende yava kusha vanhu.
Vatungamiriri ava vaita chitenderano chekuti vachanyora tsamba kubazi rinoona nezvemapurisa nevasori vachigunumura nezvavari kuita izvi. Ndakamirira Studio 7 kumasvingo, ndini Gandri Maramba.
Masangano anoti Reta Jamuka nehashtag this flag anoti ari kuronga kumwe kuratidzira munyika yose musi wa31 Nyamavhuvhu. Masangano aya anoti atora danho iri nekuti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe havasi kuteerera zvichemo zvavo. Kuti tinzwe zvizhinji, Blessing Zulu Studio 7 abata sachigaro weVendors Union Zimbabwe vari nhengo yeta Jamuka vaStan Zvorwadza.
Tiri kushata down matown ese uye tuda kuti madimands edu semacitizens anzwikwe nenyika iri kuratidza kuti ine vanhu vari kutonga neumbimbi ndoga. Nokudaro isu sevana vezimbabwe tati zvese izvi zvaakuitwa nevana vezimbabwe hazvisiri kuitwa nevemapato, zviri kuitwa nemunhu wese anongonzi mwana wezimbabwe. Nokudaro tiri kuti hatichadi zvekuramba tichimbunyikidzwa. Ndosaka maona isu tasimuka tati musi wa31 nyika ngaimbomira kushanda tivaratidze kuti isiso hatichadi.
Zviikonzero zvei zvaita kuti munge muchiratidzira zvakare munyika umu?
Tine zvinhu zvizhinji zvatiri kukumbira hurumende kuti igadzirise. Zvinhu zvakafanana nekuti mapurisa ari kurova vanhu zviri kunze kwemutemo. Mumabhengi hamuna mari, hurumende haisi kutambirisa vashandi, maticha, mapurisa, manesis haisi kuvapa mari. Kunze kwaizvozvo vari kuronga kuti vatunzire mabhondinotsi atakaramba seZimbabwe. Vana havasi kumabasa, asi muri kuvatora zvinhu mumastriti, mavhenda muri kuvambunikidza.
sachigaro wefenda zinyan Zimbabwe vari nengo yeta jamuka vasten zvorwadza vari parunare muHarare na Blessing Zulu Studio 7. Mubatanidzwa yemapato ezvematongerwo enyika anopikisa we National Electoral Reform Agenda kana kuti NERA unoti sachigaro wezek amairita makarau ngavasiye basa. NERA inoti icharatidzira muHarare musi wa 26 nyamavhuvhu ichiti amai makarau avangaiti mabasa maviri panguva imwe chete sezvo vari nhengo yeJudicial Services Commission. Hatina kukwanisa kubata amai makarau sezvo vanga vasingadairi nharembozha yavo. Asi Blessing Zulu Studio 7 abata mutungamiri webato reTransform Zimbabwe vaJacob Ngarivume.
Hongu, atisi kufara zvachose isu seNERA. Mapato akasiyana siyana akasongana pamwe chete atitenderani zvachose neappointment yamai makarau. Atitenderani nazvo nekuti pane conflict interest yekuti uku zvakare vakapoindwa neJudicial Service Commission. Saka isusu tiri kuti izvozvo zvine conflict of interest yekuti vange vari kubato boka rezvesarudzo panguva imwe chete vane affiliation kuboka reJudicial Service Commission.
Saka muri kutora danho ripi?
Tiri kuronga demonstration huru muHarare. Mapato ese akasaine document reNERA tiri 13 nemamwezve asina kusaina asi anowirira nezvatiri kutaurirana nazvo nezvazvo. Tiri kusongana kuita a massive demonstration muHarare toratidzira kuti hatisi kufara zvachose neappointment yamai makarau.
Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reTransform Zimbabwe vaJacob Ngarivume vari parunare muHarare na Blessing Zulu Studio 7. Nasi taita rombo rakanaka rekutsikwa mustudio medu namukoma Stanford Chabaya vanowe mumwe vechidiki vakabva kuZimbabwe vanga vari pachirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship cha2016. Mukoma Chabaya vanoshanda nedande mutande investments pamwe neAfrican Dance and Wellness emukati memasangano akawanda avanobata nawo. Tinokutambira ine mufaro pastudio 7 mukoma Stanford.
Maita zvakanaka makasimba here?
Aiwa ndinoimba kuti vatereri vari kufara kwazvokunzwawo kubva kwamuri. Asi ndofunga vanoda kutanga vanzwa kuti chii chakakusvitsai pano pamuzinda weVoice of America kuti mutitsike nasi.
Kusvika kwanoita panapa takauya nevamwe maZimbabweans vanokwana makumi matanhatu 360. Takauya nechirongwa chinonzi Mandela Washington Fellowship. Ichi chirongwa chakaparwa nehurumende yeAmerica. Vakatungamirwa na President Obama kuti vakwanisa kuvandudza vanhu vechidiki kuti vanokwanisa kusimudzirwa kuti vazokwanisa kutungamirira nyika makore anotevera pamberi apa. Saka tine vanhu vakawanda vanoita mabasa akasiyana siyana. Pane nzvimbo dzitatu dzinonyanyotariswa pane zvinhu zvaitwa. Ini ndauya ndiri patrack yainzi business and entrepreneurship. Saka vanhu vari kuita mabhizinesi akasiyana siyana munzvimbo dzavanogara vari kuedza kusimudzira kuti vaone kuti vanokwanisa kuvandudza sei nzvimbo dzavanogara. Pane vamwe vanoitwa inonzi civic leadership. Vanhu vari mabato akasiyana siyana vari kuona kuti vanhu vagara sana zvakanaka nevanhu vanogara navo here nenzvimbo dzavagana kuti dzakamira sei. Poita public management yevanhu vari muzvigaro zvekuti vanoona kuti magariro evanhu kunyanya either vanogona kunge vachiona nezvekuitwa nematungamiriro enyika kana kutungamirirwa kwemasangano kuti vanokwanisa kushanda sei nevanhu. Saka nzvimbo dzitatu dzese idzi dzikuedza kuunzwa pamwe chete kuti vanhu vanokwanisa kusimudzirwa, vanokwanisa kuumba nyika yedu kuti isimukire.
Ndizvozvo. Asi taona pano ndataurira vateereri kuti munoshanda nemasangano maviri, Dande Mutande Investments neAfrican Dance and Wellness. Asi nemazivira andinoita nenjere dzenyu mukoma Stanford mune masangano akawanda. Ndiapi mamwe masangano amunoshanda nawo?
Ndingati Dande Mutande Investments isangano randinoshanda naro. Ndakatrainwa as an accountant ne Deloitte and Touche. Saka ndandinawo for 5 years. Pedze zvo ndopandakazoenda kuDande Mutande. Basa randinoita ikoko kungoona kuti kambani iri kushanda zvakanaka, tichasa manhamba dzavo chiona kuti ari ku ari kufamba zvanofana kunge achiita here tichongorora kuti tione mukana tichofana kunge tichitarisa uye tichikwanisa ku advise wo vanhu ma shareholders nema directors kuti business ingafambe sei ndobasa randinoita pandinomuka ne kusvika 5 o'clock kana zvinge zvapera ndine basa randinozoita neshamwari dzangu pane kampani yandakatanga inonzi African Dance and Wellness yakatanga gore rakapfuura zvatirikuedza kuita tirikuedza kuti vanhu vanokwanisa kusimudzira raramo yavo in other words ne lifestyle mararamira vanoita saka tichiwanzobata zvinhu zvakaita searts and culture tine vanhu vakawanda vane matarenda avanawo saka and vakawanda vacho vanobva kunzvimbo dzisina kunyanya kusimukira saka tinotora
mataura zvandanichidawo ndikubvunzei kuti ini ndinobva kwamurewa hongu inzvimbo inonzi yakasimukira asi ndizvo kuti tine tisina kusimukira zvizvi zvamuri kuitawo kwamunovhoa imi
zvatiri kuita ini ndakazvarwa kadoma ndokwa ndakazvarwa ndikakurira pedzezvo ndakazobva kune kuharare bat kwamurewa ndokumusha zvatiri kuedza kuita nzvimbo dzatinobva tiri kuedza kuedza kusimudzira vanhu hazvisi zvakawanda zvatiri kukwanisa kuita ndo dzimwe nguva tinogona kuve tisina maresources akakwana asi chikuru chatiri kuita ndechekuchenjedza vanhu kuti chii chiri kuitika kunyika kunze kwezvinhu zvavari kuona zvikunikata nzvimbo yakaita sekadoma inzvimbo it's a mining town but vanhu vakawanda anokura achingofunga kuti ambition yangu ndeyekushanda mumine saka tikuedza kukurudzira kuti vanhu vakawanda vakwanisa kuziva kuti chii chimwe chiri kuitika kunze uko ndeipi mikana
uripo achishanda baba wangu ndosiyiwo mwana wangu
saka tikuedza kuona kuti vanhu ngavasafunga izvozvo chete pane mikana yakawanda iriko kunze uko yekuti vanokwanisa kutarisawo vaone kuti ndechipi zvinhu zvandingaite kuti ndinokwanisa kuzvisimudzire ndisimudzire nzvimbo yandiri nzvimbo dzatasana murehwa dzamataura inzvimbo dzekuti dzimwe nguva vanhu vakawanda havatarisi kunzvimbo idzodzo kana pane zvinhu zviri kuitika saka isusu nekampani inonzi African Dance and Wellness kutora vanhu vane matarenda akasiyana-siyana zvikuru either vanoperforma vanoacta vanoita sei tinomboenda kune nzvimbo tichiita maoutreach tichiona kuti okay pane vanhu vanokwanisa kutamba here vanokwanisa kuperforma here vanoita madrama tovaona tovatora tovakocha tovaisa maplatforms ekuti vanokwanisa kuzoonekerawo even nekune dzimwe nyika saka zvinhu zvidiki but zvinokwanisa kuti tinokwanisa kusimudzira vanhu vechidiki vedu kuti vasvike pachinhano chekuti vanokwanisa kuonekwawo mune dzimwe nzvimbo uye tinokwanisa kunge tichikwanisa kuvasimudzira
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Stanford Shabaya nekuwana mukana wokusvika pano pastudio 7
tatenda zvakanaka muve nezuva rakanaka
ndizvozvo vanga vari mukoma Stanford Shabaya vanomweve vanga vari muchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship cha2016 vatitsika pano pamastudio edu muWashington DC. Muchuchisi mukuru wehurumende akambomiswa basa vaJohannes Tomana vari kutarisirwa kumiswa basa nemusi wemuvhuro kuti paonekwe kuti vobvisa here mari yekupa magweta achazvichosisa nyaya yavakaramba kuendesa kudare yekubata chibharo kwakaitwa nevaive mumiriri weZaka West mudare paramende vari nhengo yezano PF vamunyaradzi kereke. Vakereke vakabatwa nemhosva iyi uye vari kupika jeri kwemakore gumi. Asi gweta rakamirira mwana akabatwa chibharo navakereke vachaoswarara vanoti vakazivisa dare kuti pakaitwa uori unotyisa panyaya iyi. Blessing Zulu Studio 7 abata vawarara akavabvunza nezvemapepa avakatura kudare.
Anga vari prosecutor general havaifanira kunge vakatora doketi iroro richibva kumapurisa nekuti procedure kana kuti mafambisirwo enyaya dzinenge dzabatwa munhu nemhosva ndeyekuti mapurisa anongotora musungwa nacomplainant kana kuti apa maangara mhosva voenda kukoti kuRotten Rock vonovheterwa doketi ravo kusetdown yavo yekuofisi ikoko yekuRotten Rock haiende kusetdown ofisi iri kutaurwa navadhue yekuti ndakazoenda tarisa doketi nchiri zveka hazvina kumbogara zvichidaro kusaenda kwavakatoita kuRotten Rock zvinoreva kuti panga patopindirwa nasamwana akavhara nyaya yekuti isaende kukoti panguva iyoyo mapurisa paanga achifanira kusunga munhu pane mumwe munhu akanga avhara nyaya iyi hatizive kuti ndiani but zvatinoziva ndechekuti procedure vaakutsanangura iyoyo mumapepa avari kutitsanangurira mukoti vachiti havana chikonzero chekuti vabhadhare makosi nokuti vanga vasina kutadzisa nyaya yekuenda kukoti haisisi chokwadi
saka maudzwa here kuti vatomana vachauya kudare nemuvhuro pane mapepa amaapiwa here
atina chata taudzwa kuti vachauya kukoti hatizozivi kuti vachauya here.
Gweta vachauswarara vari parunare muHarare na Blessing Zulu we Studio 7. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika nhasi. Mutungamiri weRussia vaVladimir Putin vadoma chipangamazano chavo chitsva mushure mekudzinga basa chipangamazano chavo changa chagara navo kwenguva yakareba vaSergei Ivanov. Mukuru wemauto muAngola Colonel Silvano Ndongua vashora mapato anopikisa vachiti ndiwo akapetsvedzera mhirizhonga yakaitika muguta guru renyika iyi reLuanda svondo rapera. Vanotungamira bato remadhemocrats remuAmerica reHouse of Representatives amai Nancy Pelosi vanoti hurumende yeRussia ndo yakasora tsambambozha dzebato ravo. Mashoko anotevera anotaura pamire hurumende yeAmerica panyaya dzeuori. Hurumende yeAmerica inoti inokoshesa zvakanyanya nyaya yekurwisa uori zvikuru muhurumende. Vakafanobata chigaro chemutevedzeri wemukuru musangano rekuchengetedzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu, utongi wejekerere uye nyaya dzevashandi kana kuti Acting Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary for Democracy, Human Rights and Labor vaMichael Kozak vakataura mashoko aya pamusangano weOrganization of American States mwedzi wapera. Musangano uyu ndewenyika dziri muLatin America dzakavakidzana neAmerica. Vakati vari kufara kuti nyika dzakawanda dziri kurwisa uori dzichibatsirwa nematare uye vatori venhau nevanhu vari kuratidzira murunyararo. Vagari vemunyika dzekuLatin America vanonzi vari kuziva kuti nyaya dzeuori dzinokonzera kuti nyika dzakawanda dzirasikirwe nemabhiriyoni emadhora. Mashoko aya anotaura pamire hurumende yeAmerica pane zviri kuitika munyika dzemuLatin America. Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Munhau dzemitambo, totanga nekuenda kuBrazil uko Mavelas Mhlanganya uye weStudio 7 abata mutauriri weTeam Zimbabwe Olympic Committee muzvare Meriti Munzwembire.
Tichange tiine mwanasikana wedu Kestikopenke achipinda kunotuwina mu200 meters back yake iyoyo yatiri kutarisira kuti nezuro paakapedza usiku akaita zvakanaka chose ndobvaagumisira achirinka ari number 6. Saka zvakatipa manyukunyuku yekuti paari kupinda mufinal nhasi mune kariro chaizvo.
Tinoona pane musikana wekuZimbabwe nemukomana wekuZimbabwe zviri kufamba sei ikoko?
Tinotanga tiine mutambo werowing wanga uripo nhasi watoitwa kumakusema anasi. Kuna mkumana anonzi Andy Peebles anga aki kompita iye mufinal ye e-category. Saka paa kompita mufinal macho ya muaita number 1 ata jajirevi kuti anokwanisa kuwana mendu yokuti drawing zvainoita inoraita makategories kubva kuA, B, C, D, E, F toenda okumusana McKinney Cross areta wanga ari musemifinal yeANB achitarisira kuti akanga akunda ari muhitmati akakwanisa kupedza ari pachinzvimbo chetatu aizopinda mufinal yeA inova ndiyo ine mahendiri yegoridhe, sirivha nebronze.
Mutauriri weTeam Zimbabwe Olympic Committee muzvare Merit Muzwembiri vari parunare naMavelas Mhlanganya uye weStudio 7 vari kuRio de Janeiro kuBrazil. Komuri yeZimbabwe iri kuti kudii nekubudirira kwakaita Kesti Coventry kupinda mumafinals e200 meters backstroke? Michael Kariati anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Mutsigiri wemitambo vaWallace Mawire vanoti Coventry ari kushanda nesimba mukuedza kusimudzira mureza weZimbabwe.
Aitawo kuti zita renyika yedu rizika mwe, saka tinofunga kuti akamira miro vachiita kuti zvifambe vasumudzirewo vamwe zvinofamba.
Mumwe muongorori wezvemutambo vaMathias Kufandirimbwa vatorawo nguva ino kupa ruremekedzo kuna Michine Thorncroft uyo ari mumasemifinari erowing.
Tanga tisingazviexpekte kuti achasvika kwaasvika kumasemifinal. Chero akasapinda mufinal haakwikwidza, zvinoenderana nezera rake. Zvinoratidza kuti pachasvikawo muna 2020 anenge akwanisa kupindawo mufinal kana kuti uya negold medal.
Totarisa munyaya dzemukasolaga Premier Soccer League. Makwikwi aya ari kupinda muvhiki regumi nepfumbamwe apo Caps United yakaomerwa nerwendo rwekukoliari kunotamba nehwange. Vechipangano havawanzojiwa pamusha zvekuti maGreen Machine anofarira kusunga dzisimbe. Chekwata chiri pamusoro-soro cheFC Platinum chine mutambo unenge wakatirerukei neMutare City Rovers. Mimwe mitambo iriko ndeiyi: Mugovera Ngezi Platinum Stars vs Haumain Baobab, Harare City vs Border Strikers Rufaro Stadium, Cholocho Pirates vs Triangle White City, Chapungu vs ZPC Kariba Ascot, Nesondo Dynamos vs Blaoi City Rufaro, Islanders vs Chicken Inn Baba Fields. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Muchirongwa chatinotaura nevaimbi nemusi wechishanu, Marvelous Muhlanganya we Studio 7 nasi abata muimbi Diana Samukange.
Usani bate kumeso, tapoka iwe mdiwa, mdiwa Johnny. Usani bate kumeso, tapoka iwe mdiwa, mdiwa Johnny.
Tunoona kuti imi munoita zvekuimba muchiridza mbira. Zvakatanga sei?
Mbira ndakadzitanga mushure menge ndaona vamwe vandaitarisira vairidzawo mbira, vakaita sana Choni so ana Stella Chiweshe, vanhu vandaitarisa kwavari vachiridzawo nguva yavo. Uye ndobva ndangotiwo zvinhu zvandinoda kuita end ndaingofunga kuti ndo zvinhu zvinoita kuti isusu sevaimbi timiririre nyika yedu netsika nemagariro, ende mbira itsika nemagariro nekuti ndomwe manzi yairidzwa pasichigari.
Mudzimu unoyeranda chemarunyararo, chemarunyararo yeranda chemarugare, mudzimu unoyeranda chemarunyararo, chemarunyararo yeranda chemarugare.
Sei mune stairori rekuti mangwenya? Tinoona renyu rechizvarirwa ndi Diana Samukange.
Mangwenya mutipo wangu, ini zvine rangwena ndiri wekwaGushungu, vakadzi vanonzi ana mangwenya.
Pane vamwe vangada kuziva kuti iye mangwenya ndiani chaizvo muupenyu?
Mangwenya kana kuti Diana musikana ane makore 27, ndiri mai, ndiri mudzimai, uye ndiri muimbi anoridza mbira. Ndinenge ndichingozvisanganisa sisi. Uye ndakazvarirwa muguta reHarare, ndinobva kwaZimba.
Usamanikidzire kusarura koni nekunze, rinosaruka koni nemukatiwe. Uri mudumbura mai, waiva zvose zvose zvose, wabudaka chasiyana chivo.
Makaenda kuchikoro kunodzidzira kuti muridze mbira idzi here, kana kuti zvakafamba sei kuti muzokwanisa kuridza? Nokuti tinoona chipo chinotenge munhu anacho.
Chokwadi chinotanga ndechekuti chipo chinenge chiri mauri ndo chinotanga kuratidzira. Ini ndakaenda kuchikoro kuZimbabwe College of Music kunodzidzira kuimba nekudzidzirawo zvinhu zvakawanda wanda zvinenge zvichiwanikwa mumanzi. Ndikazenge ndichidzidziswawo mbira nemumwe mudzidzisi wembira ainzi Kako Mafika, akazoshayika ake panguva ino. Ndine madambarefu matatu andakabudita kubva 2008 ndichitanga mumanzi kusvika pari zvino. Uye izvezvi tiri kutarisira kubudisa dambarefu rechina riri kubuda maawa 24 ari kuteera.
Pane vamwe vangada kumbonzwawo kamutakunanzva kedzimbo dzamunoimba uyezve nekuridza kwenyu kwembira?
Ndicharidza kambo kanonzi Kumagumo Erudo, ndo kanonyanyozikanwa nevanhu.
Muimbi Diana Samukange achitaura naMavelous Muhlanganya weStudio 7 ari parunare kuBritain. Vateereri musakanganwa chirongwa chedu cheLive Talk nhasi tine The Connection, apo vari kutarisa nezvezuva revechidiki kana kuti International Youth Day. sezvongo yedu yapera tokupai musoro yenhau zvakare. MDCT yoronga kuratidzira mugweru mangwana. Anokuoneka ine mufaro ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndekusiyai mina Chris Gande naMavelas Muthanganya uye.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, August 12th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Afrobarometer says political and civic engagement by African youth is declining, particularly among young women.
Zimbabweans expressed dismay over state security agents' move to monitor discussions in civic society meetings.
We have seen a worrying trend that members from peace, members from the president's office, they sneak in those meetings, and upon realizing that they are there, some people become afraid.
The MDCT says all is set for its public protest in the Midlands province tomorrow.
And swimmer Kirsty Coventry is ready to take on top swimmers this evening in the Olympic Games.
Tonight is the big event for us as a nation, where Kirsty Coventry goes into the pool to do her signature event, the 200-meter backstroke. She did a very beautiful performance last night.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
In the studio today, we have a guest, Stanford Chibaya, a Mandela Washington Fellowship alumni who is finance and business consultant. Welcome to our show, Mr. Chibaya.
Good evening. How are you?
Thank you so much. What do you think about International Youth Day and its theme this year, focusing on youth's participation in eradicating poverty by year 2030?
It's a very important theme in the sense that it's trying to invest in the youth being the people who will take Africa into the future. So we're looking at a scenario where we're trying to empower the youth, and empowering them, we're trying to make them people who will be the bearers that can then lead the nations and the countries into the near future. So what I think is it's a very applicable theme which will enforce us to work towards ensuring that we do what it takes to empower the youth now to ensure that they are able to change the communities where they're operating from.
And Mr. Chibaya, according to an Afrobarometer survey, political and civic engagement by African youth is declining. What could be the cause of this, judging from what you've seen being here in the United States and what you're seeing at home?
I think the biggest issue coming from back in Africa is a scenario where the youth, in most cases, they have limited opportunities. So access to opportunities and having a platform where they can show their talent and express what they can do is the biggest challenge that the youth are facing, which is not the case here. Here, I think it's a land of vast opportunities, and there are a lot of opportunities that people can explore, and the systems are also in place where whatever that you take on, you can pursue it to the very end. So the challenge that I see is to have a scenario where we set up a platform where we can have the necessary structures where youth can identify opportunities, they can identify areas that they want to be involved in, and they can pursue that as they go. And you also even have appropriate support structures as we go. Talk of institutions or mentors or people that can support people, even business coming in to support youth in their endeavors.
A UNICEF report indicates that Zimbabwe needs about $45 million to address the healthcare and employment needs of the country's youth. Can you give us your thoughts on this?
I think the biggest issue is, well, if you're looking at healthcare and opportunities, it's a very topical issue, and well, that is a lot of money to start with. But we can start in little ways in terms of addressing how people live. For instance, if you're looking at healthcare, you are looking at perhaps even how people eat, their lifestyles, and things like that. So before we even start looking for that much money, we can start in small ways in terms of addressing how we live, how we take care of ourselves. And then obviously we then need to look at issues of trying to find that kind of money to address healthcare issues. A lot of that money can also go in terms of making sure that we've got the necessary equipment, with the necessary medical drugs, with the necessary structures that can be put in place to make sure that health as a sector is pretty much in a good shape. You know, we've got a scenario where Parinyetwa, for instance, as a hospital at some point in time, didn't even have running water, you know, or even drugs. So this is one of the pertinent issues that do need to be addressed. And without money, that cannot be resolved. So that being an issue certainly has to be addressed, but there are other things that we can also do apart from that to ensure that health as a sector is in a pretty much good shape. And if that is taken care of, what it then means is the youth and people also now have adequate time and are in a good state to focus on issues that can help develop the country as it is.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Mr. Chabaya. That was Stanford Chabaya, a Mandela Washington Fellowship alumni. He's a finance and business consultant who was our guest this evening. Please note that we'll be live streaming a discussion of International Youth Day on all our Facebook pages today. Don't miss it.
Oh, thank you again. And political and civic engagements by African youth is declining and is particularly weak among young women, according to a new Afrobarometer survey findings. The findings point to a significant gap between empowerment aspirations of the African youths and the reality of youth engagement. The findings are part of a new report titled "Does Less Engaged Mean Less Empowered? Political Participation Lags Among African Youths, Especially Women," published today on International Youth Day by Afrobarometer, a pan-African non-partisan research network that conducts public attitude surveys on democracy, governance, economic conditions, and related issues in more than 35 countries in Africa.
According to the United Nations, the theme of the 2016 International Youth Day is the road to 2030, eradicating poverty and achieving sustainable consumption and production. At the same time, Zimbabwe and UNICEF have released a report concluding that the Southern African nation needs about $45 million to address the healthcare and employment needs of the country's youth. Sebastian Mofu has more from Harare.
In a related development, a ZANU-PF member of parliament tells Studio 7 Skips Dube in a VOA political panel featuring MDCT lawmaker Tabita Kumalo that some civil servants in the country are working against the government in an effort to remove ZANU-PF from power. Chuma says some of the civil servants recently attempted to cause chaos through encouraging protesters to revolt against Statutory Instrument 64, which blocks the importation of some basic commodities.
The Minister of Industry has been explaining the issue pertaining to the SI-64. To demystify it, the SI-64 is a statutory instrument which is there, which Honorable Kumalo knows about because it is passed through Parliament. We have all seen it. But we have people that are always bent on sabotaging whatever the government was, is deemed the government of ZANU-PF is doing, so that they demonize and make us look like we're the worst and evil people that you can ever meet in this world, which is not true. So that is our biggest challenge, that, like I said, we have people that are not sincere, some who are actually working with government, some who are in the same government office, who twist things so that at the end of the day, their goal is to bring out anger from the people, so that people might end up resorting to jambajaring and uprising against the government.
But Mr. Honorable Juma, where are the 2.2 million jobs, one? And secondly, when we talk about issues to do with, industries, they're actually collapsing. So are you fixing it as per the people's demands?
Can I also ask?
Exactly. The 2 million jobs, like I said, there must be a conducive atmosphere for those 2 million jobs to come in. First, those jobs, we have anticipated that foreign direct investment that was going to come in to create that. But then we have other people within Zimbabwe going out there discouraging those people from coming in to create those jobs for us.
Honorable Kumalo?
I think in a nutshell, Honorable Chuma, what you should say is you have done nothing. You gave people promises which you have not fulfilled. And all what we are saying, people don't eat to respect that instrument 64. They want jobs. They want food. They want their kids to go to school. No one is sabotaging this government. You are sabotaging yourselves because you are disrespecting the rights of the people of Zimbabwe. You are violating the constitution left, right, and center in terms of the rights of the people. You have to respect the human rights violation for the investment environment to be conducive. The people on the ground that are making noise are very sincere. You are not sincere as ZANU-PF and government, and you are the ones that keep on twisting things day in and day out. There is no way in this world where government workers are being paid on the 44th of a month. Every single calendar in the world has got 30, 31, 28, or 29 days. But in Zimbabwe, you've got 42 days, 37 days. It has never happened. You are not being sincere. And if you want a conducive atmosphere, listen to the people. Stop killing people. Stop the abductions. Where is Itai Dzamara as we speak? And your mom on it. There is no way Itai Dzamara could have been kidnapped by anybody else besides the system of ZANU-PF. Because you are talking of issues that you have failed to implement. You have created 2.2 million vendors. Sadly, you had a fund that was a youth fund for, just to cement on what you're saying, that businesses must be opened by ordinary people. Agreed. Where is the money? The money that was meant for the youth, it was benefiting your leadership and some of your cronies, your looters. There's no way we are going to secure investors in this country if we still have the Indigenization Act. There's no way. There's no way you can come to my house to visit. And the next thing you then tell me you're the owner of my house and I'm your tenant. There's no way. Listen to the people and stop kidnapping people, raping women, tear gassing us.
Honorable Juma, we still remember that when we were campaigning in 2013, you were talking about Zim Asset and all those kind of issues. But now you appear to have abandoned all that. Can you react to that briefly, please?
Zim Asset has never been abandoned. It's a process, and what we realized, the companies, most of the that have been closing down, are companies that were owned by the white people. And they did it deliberately, actually, to frustrate us. And we were fools to actually get political independence and forgot about the economic independence part of the whole equation. And that is what we are trying to address now, to say, no, let us own this economy. That way, there's no way Kumalo or Chuma are going to close down, because it's a means of survival, right, Zimbabwe?
And that was MDCT lawmaker. I beg your pardon. That was Joseph Chuma from ZANU-PF, and they were talking there with MDCT lawmaker Tabita Kumalo. Both spoke with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from Bulawayo.
Civic society leaders in Zimbabwe have expressed dismay over the heavy presence of suspected state security agents in their meetings, workshops and related activities following nationwide protests, saying this is stifling freedom of association and freedom of speech, as some activists are now scared of speaking out their minds. Some people are even scared of attending the meetings.
If President Robert Mugabe's government does not take action, Zimbabwe would experience a population boom, while crime rate would increase by about 12% in the next 10 years as unemployed youths embark on vices that include robbery and unprotected sex.
Well, I would like to apologize for that story. We'll be bringing you the story shortly. Elephant numbers in the Zambezi Valley declined by 40% between 2001 and 2014 and in the areas south of Lake Kariba, according to findings of the Great Lake Census, the Jambos population declined by 76%. An elephant population survey carried out in 2008 indicated that there were about 70,000 elephants in Zimbabwe. As a result of the depletion of the elephant population, Director Richard Mazdop of the non-governmental organization Zambezi Society is here in the USA to meet with conservation organizations and potential funders who may help in anti-poaching in the Zambezi Valley. In a statement, the Zambezi Society said Mazdop will be talking to influential conservation leaders and individuals interested in the work being done by the society and other organizations to protect Africa's elephants and their environs. Meanwhile, a 25-year-old Bulawayo man, Steve Kotsi, was trampled to death by an elephant in the Wange National Park on Monday. A professional hunter, Raphael Ndlovu, who was called to track and kill the elephant by the National Parks and Wildlife Management, tells Studio 7 more about the incident.
Apparently, this family was coming from Sinamatela. It's one of the national parks in Wange. They were going to drive from Sinamatela up to Main Camp and make their way out. Either they're going to Bulawayo or Wange. So on their way, I heard that they saw some elephants crossing the road. And apparently, I think one of them suggested that he will get a better view if he gets out of the car. But he didn't check to see if the elephants were, all of them, they've crossed the road. It looks like there was another elephant which was still here to cross the road, but he was standing looking the other direction while there's an elephant coming behind him. He didn't see that one. And I'm told the elephant just came from a blind spot and actually took him, and he carried him for some few meters before he dropped him on the ground.
We understand that the National Parks called you to take care of the elephant. What happened?
No, they came to me and they said, since it was, I'm a professional guide or professional hunter, they wanted assistance to actually to go and follow up this elephant. But it was late because when we heard of the incident, it was around just after 5. You know, to prepare and get in on the ground and get to the spot. And from where I am to Main Camp, it's about 20 kilometers. So it's obvious, if we left, we're going to get there in the dark, and there's no way you could actually do anything.
That was Raphael Ndlovu, a professional hunter. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Dete. Today is World Elephant Day, meant to highlight the importance of these wild animals, with some conservationists calling for the tight monitoring of elephant populations in ensuring that they are not decimated through poaching.
We now take a look at regional and international news.
Donald Trump stated today that he was only being sarcastic when he said that President Barack Obama founded the terror group Islamic State, and the Republican presidential nominee blamed the news media for representing him by taking his statement seriously.
And a top Angolan security official is blaming opposition-allied protesters for sparking clashes in the capital last week that led to soldiers to shoot a dead teenage boy and a demolishment crew to kill a toddler. And And the news coming in from the Olympics. The mighty warriors have arrived home following the elimination in Group F of the Olympic Games, which featured top teams USA, Canada and Australia. Zifa spokesperson Kolani Gwesela said they did not organize any welcome event for the warriors. The mighty warriors who performed badly in the tournament. Meanwhile, Kirsty Coventry is set to compete in the finals of the 200-meter backstroke competition this evening. Zimbabwe Olympics press officer Merit Muswembiri speaks with Studio 7 about this and other events.
Tonight is the big event for us as a nation. Kirsty Coventry goes into the pool to do her signature event, the 200-meter backstroke. And she's quite ecstatic. When we spoke to her yesterday, she was saying the final is anyone's game. She's hoping to enjoy every part of it, but also she's now optimistic to say, well, I'm in the final. Anything can happen. I can win a medal. So we are really ecstatic to look at tonight's event.
Can you update us what came out of the rowing events that Zimbabwe was represented in today?
There are two rowers, Andy Peebles and Martin Thornycroft, taking part in the event today. Andy was taking part in the final of the E category. The E category, in rowing, they categorized them from A to F. So he was taking part in the E category, and he did win that category. It's good that it gives us a performance gauge to see if he's improving or what, which is basically what we were able to mark, to gauge, to say he is quite improved. But that does not give us any medal whatsoever. And Martina was also racing in the semi-final for A and B, where she was hoping to make the medal race, which is the A category. That's coming up tomorrow, but unfortunately, she finished the fifth because the top three from the AB semifinal were then going to progress through to the A category final. So unfortunately for us, Martin will be racing in the B final tomorrow, which unfortunately is not a medal race.
That was Zimbabwe Olympics press officer Merit Muswembiri speaking with Studio 7 from Rio in Brazil.
At the same time, Zimbabweans have praised swimming sensation Kirsty Coventry for reaching the finals of the 200-meter backstroke competition at the Rio Olympics Games, hoping that she'll win one of the three medals up for grabs this evening. Reporter Michael Cariati has more details.
Sports expert Matthias Kufandirimwa says Coventry should be applauded for a job well done.
She was competing with people who are half her age or slightly below her age. Considering what she has done in the past, I think that's the best. I think we should applaud her.
Football fan Wallace Mawire echoes the same sentiments, noting that he is proud of the Zimbabwean swimmer.
I think it was not a bad performance, and she's also trying to fly our flag high.
Kufandi Rimba also took his time to praise rower Martin Thornycroft, saying she surpassed expectations.
I think she has achieved a lot for this country, and she's a medal hopeful for the future, like 2020.
Now to the Kasolaga Premier Soccer League. Action enters its week 19 with second place Capes United with the tallest order when they travel to the Colliery for a date with Wange. Chipangano rarely lose at home, and the Green Machine are aware of that. Capes United supporter Michel Chisaga admits that they have a throw order, but says as Capes United, they will do their best to come up with maximum points.
Normally, they play very good football when they are in their backyard, but as Capes United, we will try by all means to make sure that we rise to the occasion so that we can keep ourselves in the race.
Top of the table, FC Platinum, have a relatively easy home task against Mutare City Rovers. The rest of the fixtures are as follows. Saturday, Ngezi Platinum Stars versus Haomine, Baobab. Harare City versus Border Strikers, Rufaro. Cholocho Pirates versus Triangle, White City. Chapungu versus ZPC Kariba, Asco. Sunday, Dynamos versus Blawai City, Rufaro. Highlanders versus Chicken Inn, Baba Fields. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, This is Michael Kariatsi.
MDCT President Morgan Tsvangirai will tomorrow lead thousands of his Midland supporters in a peaceful march against continued company closures in Gweru. Party spokesman Obed Gudu says the protest is a continuation of a campaign they launched in Harare in April, which has seen the party staging demonstrations in Bulawayo, Mutare, and recently Masvingo. Gutu tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri that they have already notified the police, as is required by the law.
The MDC Red Army, joined by all other concerned Zimbabweans, will be peacefully marching, demonstrating against joblessness, demonstrating against issues to do with corruption. We all know that the Midlands capital of Gweru used to be a major industrial hub, with big companies such as Buttershoe Company, Zimbabwe Alloys, Zimcast, Zimglass, Kariba Batteries, to mention but a few. But if you go to Gweru right now, Jonga, it is like a ghost town.
We have of late seen your president, Mr. Tsvangirai, leading these demonstrations. Will he be part of tomorrow's procession?
Definitely. Dr. Tsvangirai will be leading the demonstration in the Midlands capital city of Gweru tomorrow. As you know, he was in the provincial capital of Masvingo province, Masvingo, last week on Saturday. And he will continue to lead the Red Army. Red Army, which is a peaceful army which does not use guns or any other weapon. It is the Red Army of joy, peace, and harmony. And he will be leading the army as the commander of the MDC Red Army.
And that was MDCT spokesman Obed Gudu on the line from Harare with reporter Jonga Kandemiri.
And this evening, we have a Zimbabwean musician on our show. Who is this person?
My name is Diana Sankange, also known as Mangwenya on stage. And I am a mbira player and a vocalist from Zimbabwe. I'm a mother, I'm a wife, and I'm 28 years old. I was born in Harare, and I come from Zimba. I started playing bira in 2012. For me, playing bira is like a journey. I first started singing in the Urban Grooves era, where we were singing the R&B, you know, the music as young people used to do around 2007 to 2010, somewhere there. And then for me, bira playing was like a revolution from that music into the Zimbabwe traditional music with a fusion of bira. I had people who inspired me, of course, into playing the mbira, the likes of the late Chuoniso, the likes of the late Jimisani Maraire, the likes of Buya Stella Chiwishi. I always looked up to them when they played the mbira, and for me, I've always loved traditional instruments, and that's how I got inspired into playing the mbira. And I had a tutor who taught me how to play mbira, the late Takuma Fika. And then from there, I have just been teaching myself how to play the mbira ever since he passed on up until today. The
this song is about, I love to call it a revelation song, you know. I'm singing about Kwaeza. Kwaeza meaning it is don't. So it's about revealing the hidden things in life, you know, the hidden things in society, you know. And for me, it's a very personal song. I wrote it because it was, I was inspired by the life that I live, the everyday life that I live. There are some certain issues in my life which have revealed themselves. So that's where the song originates from.
That there was Zimbabwean musician Diana Samkange, affectionately known as Mangwenya. She was speaking with us from the United Kingdom, but she comes from Zimbabwe.
And tonight, we on Live Talk, we have hosts with our host of The Connection, Ntungameli Nkomo and Tatenda Kumbo. We'll be talking with listeners about International Youth Day. What do you think about the youth today? And that's it for tonight. My name is Chris Gande. We're handing you over to PJ. Good night.
And I'm Marvelous Mklanganya Huye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Sibabonga ke uMarvelous kanye lo Chris Gande ngokusinika izindaba ngolimi lesiNgisi. Siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu umhla ka 12 Ncwabakazi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza size Washington DC. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu uPraxedes Jeremiah endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Ngufa umshayeli webhasi yeGreyhound emngceleni weBright Bridge ngemva kokuxotshwa yibhasi akade eyitshayela ngesikhathi ezama ukutshintsha iviri ebelipontshile.
Sesiyenze endawo ezingu-33 sihlanganisa lama-reservoirs amanzi amathathu lama-pump stations angu-10 ukukwenza kusidle imali engange-$337,000 kodwa-ke kuzasinceda ngoba sizaenelisa ukuthi siseve imali engange-1 million.
Ikhansile yakobulawa yesivule okusemthethweni izitishi ezimpompa amanzi ezingama-33 kanye lokuhlambulula amanzi engcekeza avela kuzambuzi.
Njengakhathi esasila le phathi sisadinga nje njengamayouth ukuthi sihambe lapho abasilalela khona, lapho abazasinika khona imisebenzi, lapho abazenza khona ukubana izinto ezenza sikhale namhlanje zilungiswe.
Abamabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo aphansi komanyano wenera abelobemhlangano ukulungiselela ukufola ngenjongo yokunikeza isicelo sepetition kuhulumende. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kolomsakazo. Kulomshayeli webhasi yeGreyhound ofileyo lamhlanje emngceleni weBright Bridge ngemva kokugcotshwa yibhasi akade eyishayela ngesikhathi ezama ukutshintsha iviri ebelipontshile. Ababone lokhu kusenzakala batshele iStudio 7 ubana lanxa ibhasi le ibisingenile eZimbabwe ivela kwele South Africa njalo isivunyelwe yiZimra ukuthi yedlule, isuke yaphanjulwa ngamapholisa e-CID yahanjiswa endaweni ecatshileyo engelamakhamera ukuyasetshwa kakutsha lapho efike yapontshela khona. Kulapho ke okwenzakale ingozile. Abafakazi bathi kusuke kwaqhamuka ukufuthelana okukhulu phakathi kwamapholisa labeZimra sokuthi ngisiswa ukuthi iCID ibisiphambulelani ibhasi yona ibisivunyelwe yiZimra ukuthi yedlule. Kucatshangelwa ukubana abeCID laba bebefuna ukwenza umsebenzi engalunganga efana lokudinga ukufumbathiswa.
Ekhuluma lentatheli zindaba ngemva kokuyabona imisebenzi yokuvuselela impompi ezithwala amanzi engcekeza eMarvel Mahatchula leSoshtown Deep Section kanye lokuvula okusemthethweni amaphalisade awe-AC Bay 3, uManjinela Mente Radov Ndov uthe yonke imisebenzi izanceda ekwehliseni indleko zekhansili kunye nenhlawulo yokulahleka kwamanzi angcolileyo emifuleni.
yikho ke sesiyenze endawo ezingu 33 sihlanganisa lama reservoirs amanzi amathathu lama pump stations angu 30 ukukwenza kusidle imali engange $337,000 kodwa ke kuza sinceda ngoba siza enelisa ukuthi save imali engange 1 million ngomnyaka siphinde futhi sananzelela ukuba ingcekeza lephuma ezindini zabantu ayifiki lapho efanele iyehluzwa khona ngenxa yokuthi ama pipe la amanye siyabhoboka amanye a
uNdlovu uchasise kabanzi ngemizamo yekhansili yokulungisisa impompi ezintsha ezithwala amanzi engcekeza ukuze amanzi afinyelele lapho ehlanzwa khona andubane ithelezele amadlelo ezifuyo zekhansili.
Iyenze ukuthi senze i-5.6 kilometers sisuka eMachula sisiya eQueenstown. Indawo leyo engumango owe-5.6 kilometers siyenza ngemali engange 1.7 million. Kule ndawo futhi enye esithi iDiptekini lapho kuzidlula futhi yona le ingcekeza. Kwezindawo kuyathona kungama 14 meters usiya phansi. Sokuqalise ukugejwa lakho kusenzela ukuthi ingcekeza iyefika lapho ezalungiswa khona ihluzwe sithi masi amanzi akhona siyayekela nje ngena kwe-environment abe engamanzi angasoze abulala izifuyo ezeganga labantu nje ukuze bangabonathi amanzi angcolileyo. Lokho kuzasidla imali engange 1.8 million.
Uqhubeke echasisa ngokusebenza kwemitshina e-Aisley Bay 3.
Siphinde futhi saya khona lapho kuhluzwa khona yona lingcekeza ephuma ezindlini zalungisa okuthiwa ngama-bioreactor zalungisa safaka amapampu amatsha zalungisa futhi sayenza ukuthi amapampu la abe engasebenzisi i-electricity ephezulu yikho lokho kuzakwenza ukuthi zibe nje zisima ziqalisa zodwa kungela muntu ohamba aye kuqalisa yena kumbe akucike lokho ukusidle imali engange $388,000 ukukwenza konke.
Umeya wakoBulawayo uCouncillor Martin Moyo laye uveze ukuthokoza ethi umsebenzi abawufeze namhlanje ungakhanya sengathi umncane kodwa uzakwehlisa indleko zekhansili ngesigidi samadola i-1 million ngomnyaka njalo kuyabe kungasela muntu olindayo kodwa imitshina yakulezi insuku yiyo ezabi lendlela ikhansili ehlawula ngayo okuza kwenza ukuba abantu abakade belinda lezi ndawo bayelinda ezinye impahla zekhansili njengoba ikhansili ingasaqhathi. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikoBulawayo ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Lowo bekungunompumelelo Moyo esipha udaba lwekhansili yakoBulawayo esivule okusemthethweni izitishi ezimpompa amanzi ezingamashumi amathathu lantathu kanye lesokuhlambulula amanzi engcekeza avela ezambuzini emizameni yokwehlisa indleko kanye lokulondoloza imifula lezifudlana eziqaqele uBulawayo. Amabandla ezombusazo aphikisayo akhankasela ukuguqulwa kwemithetho yokhetho phansi komanyano we-National Electoral Reform Agenda, NERA, abe lo mhlangano wokulungiselela umkhosi wokufola okhangelelwe ukuqhutshwa mhlaka 26 Ncwabakazi ngenjongo yokunikeza isicelo sepetition kuhulumende. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Inkokheli yalamabandla ithi bazafola ngenjongo yokuya kwethula incwadi yezikhalazo, ipetition, befuna ludilizwe uhlangothi olubona ngezokhetho olweZimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC asuswe lo mkhokeli wayo uJustice Rita Makarau. Unobhala jikelele webandla le-African Democratic Party engumgcini sihlalo wequla lababona ngezokuqhutshwa kwenhlelo zenera umnumzana Joelson Mgari utshele intatheli izindaba ukuba kuvunyelenwe emhlanganweni owenzelwe esigodlweni se-MDCT ese-Harvest House ukuba bafole ngalolu suku ukuyafuna impendulo yezinye zencwadi zezikhalazo abazinikeze abezekhe ngaphambilini. Okunye okuvunyelenwe kulo mhlangano yikuba achiye umsebenzi umgcini sihlalo wayo uJustice Rita Makarau ngoba ephethe izikhundla ezimbili ezimqoka elizweni kuzekhe lakuJudiciary Services Commission. Lokhu kwamukelwe ngendlela ezehlukeneyo nguZulu weHarare umnumzana Themba Ndlela isakhamuzi seHarare uthi uyalijabulela leli nyathelo elithathwa yinkokheli yenera.
So thina lapha sithi hayi thina sisafuni la ayiso muntu oyedwa ongakwanisa ukuthi busa ilizwe leli. Bakhona abantu abaningi abangabusa ilizwe leli abangenza ngcono abantu behambe emsebenzini abantu bedle besuthe parikanisa abantu bayalamba
unkosazana Elina Mathe ngomunye wabasakhulayo obekade engazihluphi ukuphatheka kukhetho sonke lesisikhathi kodwa usekhuthaza abanjengaye ukuba bayebhalisa baphatheke ngobunengi kukhetho luzayo okuzanceda ukususa umbuso okhona manje
Njengakhathe sasila lephathi sisadinga nje njengamayuthi ukuthi sihambe lapho abasilalela khona lapho abazasinika khona imisebenzi lapho abazenza khona ukubana izinto ezenza sikhale namhlanje zilungiswe
Amabandla alithumi lantathu abumba lumanyano wenera athi asenanzelele ukuba ukhetho kuphela kuyiyo indlela yokukhipha loba ukubeka inkokheli embusweni kungakho bethi kuqakathekile ukuba kusiyafika ukhetho luka 2018 isiyenziwe leyo nguquko abakhala ngayo inkokheli emabandleni ezombusazwe aphikisayo bathi bafisa ngaye isebenza izimele izek yanelise ukuqhuba umsebenzi ngedlela hatshe kwenzakala manje ukuthi amalungayo akhethwa nguhulumende bengabantu abaqhubekisela phambili izifiso zakhe ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevis gama
Inani lendlovu libekwa lehle ngesilinganiso phose ingxenye ekhulwini 40% kusukisela ngomnyaka 2001 kusiya ngo 2014 esigabeni seZambezi Valley kuthi duzane ledamu leLake Kariba inani lehle ngesilinganiso sokungamashumi esikhombisa lasithupa 76% inani lendlovu elizweni lonke licatshangela ukubana lingafika kunkulungwane ezingamashumi esikhombisa 70,000 elizweni lonke umkhokeli wenhlanganiso yezimeleyo yeZambezi Society umnumzana Richard Mastop ungapha kwele Melika lapho adinga khona uncedo lwemali engaphathisa ukulwisana lokuzingelwa kwendlovu okungekho emthethweni inhlanganiso le ithi uMastop uzakhulumisana leziphathamandla zeMelika loZulu Mathupha olemali yokuphathisa ukulondoloza indlovu kunjalo nje esinye isakhamuzi sakobulawayo umnumzana Steve Coates ubulewe indlovu ngomvulo eWange National Park lapho ethekelela labanye bakhe sixoxele lo mzingeli umnumzana Raphael Ndlovu othi ubiziwe ngabogaja lwe National Park ukuthi azobulala indlovu le
abantu laba babe ngama tourist bevela kobulawayo basebengenela iWange National Park esinamathela bengabantu bezophumela kuthiwa kuse main camp
kwase kusenzakalana
then njengabantu ababe behamba babona bethatha ama picture babona babona indlovu zi-cross umgwaqo kukhanya omunye wabo yena lo otshonileyo wasephuma phandle kwemota athi kungcono athatha ama picture kanti kasananzelelanga ukuthi khona imdlovu kaziphelanga ukuchapha kulenye indlovu ebuyayo then indlovu lana yabuya from behind yahle yamthwala ke ngiyamhlaba yabaleka la ingena la iganga ikukufa kwakhe
ube ngumuntu wangapi ubevela ngapi njalo ube ngumuntu onganani
bathi khona ngabantu kade behlala kobulawayo engumuntu omhlophe singathi likhiwa kushuthi njengoba nje kathi kuyi-holiday bekungabantu kade bebuyile bethi baku-holiday basebengenele esinamathela bezophumela ngapha e-main camp abasaphuma ngabe bonke-ke omunye wahle watshona besasephakathi ne-National Park
lona udubo lwendlovu lukhulu yini khona ngapho olungabangela ukuthi abantu besabe ukuya khona le e-game park
No, I think lapha yindawo yazo indlovu singathi ngumuzi wazo lapho kumele zihlale khona lapho ezigcinwe khona abantu babuya bezozibona njengabona aba kuthiwa ngokuthi bona njengabona abo kuthi ade bezobona kusendaweni yazo indlovu ambona ukuthi singathi kulodubo lokuba kwazo khona ngoba kusendaweni yazo sobe belande ukuyazibona ukuthi sizame ukulanda indlovu lezo ngoba ngomkhuba nxa indlovu sithe yalimaza umuntu umbe yabulala umuntu kuyabe kumele indlovu leyo ilandelwe ibulawe so ke basebemfonela but kwakuvele sokungama 5 ngasengisithi mina nxa kunje kungama 5 sisiyafika kuspot yangikhona kuyabe vele sokumnyama kwangcono sikwenze kusasa ekuseni so ke abasabuyanga bafona back angikwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani ngamva kwalokho
Umnumzana Raphael Ndlovu ngumzingeli ubekhuluma lapho le Studio 7 ecingweni esedethe. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha a Voice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave la ku shortwave 4930 12080 la ku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com. Uhlangothi olubuthanisa imali kahulumende olwezimra luthi isimo somnotho weZimbabwe esingamanga kuhle sesidale isikhubeko ekubuthanisweni kwemali esigabeni sakuqala salonyaka xa uqathaniswa le mali etholakale esigabeni esifanayo nyakenye. UMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba.
Embikweni wayo wonyanga eziyisithupha zakuqala zalonyaka, iZimra ithi ibuthanisa amadola edlula ibhiliyoni lengxenye $1.65 billion, okuyimali ehle ngesilinganiso sokuyishiyagalolunye ekhulwini 9.31% kula nyakenye, kubangelwayo kungaqhubeka kuhle komnotho. Isithi sokudingakala ukuvuselela umnotho kusetshenziswa imisebenzi yokulima isekelwa ngokugcweleyo. Ocubungule zombusazo uMnumzane Masimba kutshera uthi iZimra isizama ukukhumbuza uhulumende ukuba ethathe amanyathelo okulungisisa lolu daba ngendlela engenza ukuba iqhube imisebenzi yayo kakuhle.
Yikho besithi bona bekhuthaza ukuthi aloba uhulumende azama ukubona ukuthi angaza amaqhinga abantu ukuthi acreate imisebenzi eminingi engenza ukuthi kube le zimali eziningi ezizangena ku-fiscus. IZimra ngamafitshane itsho ukuthi i-economy ayisebenzi kahle.
Emalini yemithelo yabantu makhaza, iZimra ithi kube lokwehla kwesilinganiso sokuyisithupha ekhulwini 6.26% kuqathaniswa lebuthaniswe ngesikhathi esifanayo nyakenye, kubangela ukulahlekelwa umsebenzi kwabantu lokwehliselwa kwabo ikholo. Isithi ukuvuselelwa kwezomnotho ngokulima kungavula imisebenzi emitsha. Ocubungule zomnotho uMnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya uthi umsebenzi onje ngokakhulumende.
Ama policies akahulumende aqondane le agriculture kasuza enze ngoba ama into zama title deeds, ama property rights aku agriculture gahuki imali kutingene ingene ku agriculture. So ama policies akona seqondane le hulumende ngokwakhe laba abakolekta imithelo laba yabona vele imisebenzi yabo ukukolekta imithelo. So kutshengisela vele indlela ezenzwa ezibuswa izanuphepha kuhlangene nje kuphela. Abemithelo kabayenze kwemithelo uhulumende ama minister aqondane le agriculture le industry le commerce yibo abafanele baqondane lodaba lokuthi imithetho yakho nelungisiswe.
Umsekeli kamongameli welizwe uMnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa wazise kunsukwane esanda kwedlula ukuba uhulumende sesebenzisa indlela yeCommand Agriculture njalo ekhangelele ukuthola isivuno esingcono esikhangelelwe ukwenelana lozulu weZimbabwe, kuphinde kusale omunye umumbu ngaphezulu ongagcinwa eziphaleni zakuleli. UNgwenya kodwa uthi lokhu kungaphathisa uzulu okwesikhatshana ngoba kungasimsebenzi kahulumende wokulimela abantu, okumele wenziwe ngabantu makhaza labalimi abalolwazi olugcweleyo.
Uhulumende wethu belugogekile ukucabanga wakhe. Umsebenzi kahulumende ngokulungisisa imithetho yokulima ukuze ihuge abantu abakwazi ukulima bezolima bona ngabe imithetho. Yikho sithiwa kuthiwa khona kulama legislators balungisa imithetho. Lokho ukuthi bathatha amapikile amashabele befuqa abantu ama-youth labantwana besihamba lelima bengafuni. Siyi-violation yamalungelo. Yikho okwenziwa ngumawe sethu ngacina sebulala abantu abaningi.
IZimra ethi okumangalisayo ukuthi liyanda inani labantu abakhanya bephila impilo yaphezulu besakha izindlu ezimangalisayo behamba la ngezimota zakulezi nsuku. Yona imithelo isehla kangaka bethi amabhizimusi amakhulu alezikwelete labo ezifika kuzigidi ezedlula amakhulu ayisikhombisa zamadola $750.16 million. Bethi kuqakathekile ukuba ilizwe lilwisane lomkhuba omubi wokufumbathisana kulokukhuluma ngakho kuphela kungela nyathelo elithathwayo. Uhulumende usolwa ngokungalaleli amacebo anje okugcina kuphazamisa intuthuko yomnotho elizweni. Ngimela iStudio 7 eHarare, nguMark Peter Ntambe.
Lingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngo-past 8 kusiya ngo-9 ntambama kumagagasi awe 909 AM lawe shortwave 12080 lagu 15775 kHz. Ku live talk lamhlanje kuhlelo lwabatsha olwe the connection special sikhangela kunanzokwelanga labasakhulayo emhlabeni jikelele ele International Youth Day. Tumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Ukuze silithinte ecingweni, lingenelani kuhlelo. Ngene esigabeni sethu esilandelayo wathi sikhangele izivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafishane abakuthaza ukulondolozwa kwemvelo bananza elanga lokulondolozwa kwendlovu emhlabeni jikelele ele World Elephant Day namhlanje besithi kulenkinga ezinene emizameni yokuvikela indlovu eyinyamazana enkulu okwedlula zonke emhlabeni jikelele emazweni anjengeKenya lapho kulenyamazana lezi esezibangisana indawo zokuhlala labantu asephume indlela lokuzama ukwehlisa ukufuthelana kwamacele omabili ukuze aphilisane. Umsakazo wakwele China ubikwa ukuba kuduka okwenzakala esitishini samandla kagetsi elizweni lelo kuthiye abantu abangamashumi edlula amabili befile. 21 kwalimala abambala iziphathamandla zikahulumende zibika ukuba lingozi yenzakala edolobheni leDangyang esigabeni seHubei. Kwezemidlalo intshantshi emdlalweni wokubhukutsha osemncintisweni wama-Olympics emele iZimbabwe uCassey Coventry usenconywe ngabaningi ngokwenelisa kungena kuma-finals omjaho we-200 meters backstroke. UJoseph Njanji usethulela lolu daba.
Umdlali waseZimbabwe uCassey Coventry ufinyelele ukungena ku-final leyomncintiswano we-200 meter backstroke kumidlalo ye-Olympics eqhutshelwa elizweni lase-Brazil. Lokhu ngemva kokuba ephutshe ekundawo yesithupha kumncintiswano we-semifinal wona uqhutshwe namhla ekuseni elizweni lase-Brazil. UCoventry nguye okukhangelelwe ukuba engatholela ilizwe leZimbabwe imendulo njengoba abanye abadlali abakade bemele ilizwe bengenelisanga ukwenza lokhu. Iqembu lamankazana amela ilizwe emdlalweni kanobhutshuzwayo liphenduke ekhaya lingenelisanga ukuphuma kumidlalo yezibaya ukuthi abanye abadlali abagoqela uMikeen Thornycroft owenza umdlalo wokugwedla yena laye uqhube kuhle kodwa akenelisanga ukuba ethole imendulo. Sikhangele umdlalo wenguqu. Imidlalo yesigaba se-Premier Soccer League izadlalwa ngokulandelayo kulimpela viki. Kusasa ngomgqibelo iqembu le-FC Platinum lizemukela eleMutare City enkundleni yamandava kuthi iqembu le-Wange lizadlala leqembu le-Capes United ngase-Colliery. Iqembu le-Ngezi Platinum lizemukela iqembu le-Haumine ngase-Baobab. Iqembu le-Harare City lizadlala lele-Boda Strikers ngase-Rufaro. Iqembu le-Cholocho lizemukela iqembu le-Triangle ngase-White City. Iqembu le-Chapungu lizadlala le-ZPC Kariba e-Ascot. Kuthi ngesonto iqembu le-Dynamos lizadlala lele-Bulawayo City enkundleni ye-Rufaro kuthi iqembu le-Islanders liza kudibana leqembu le-Chicken Inn e-Papa Fields. Ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday.
Kungo lesihlanu kunjenje kuhlelo lokuzilibazisa olwe Was a Friday. Namhla sihamba labafana bakugodlwayo bona abasanda kwethula idlalade labo lesibili elesihloko esithi umahlanga umahlale gangeni untungamile inkomo usithiba lolu daba.
Leli dlalade lilengoma ezilichumi lantathu eziphekwe ngobunono obukhulu. Le ethi inkosi lobhengula ngenye yengoma ezihamba phambili kuleli dlalade.
Lobhengula kamzilikazi kamashobana washona phi mzaco mnyama oshaya izinkomo ushaya amadoda unze enkulu yamahlathi ethi ezinye zithungathi umzila yona ingashingi shona sonjwana silwane samahlathi ezinye ziyathungathela anti lesi sakokhumalo adabukazangashiya imkhondo izizwe zonke zimangele aze kwamangala labondle bezikhanyilanga ukuthi washona phi ngangeze bamzilikazi bamashobana wena wawena umfundo uthangane wanyamalala ngane lesilo osiyohlanga osiyamandebele lobhingulo wamawaba wena babetha
umkhokeli weqembu labafana bakagodlwayo uThabani Dibi Spanda uthi ingoma le iyisikhumbuzo esikhulu ebantwini bakomthwakazi.
Lapha sikhumbuza isizwe samaNdebele ukuthi sasiyisizwe esasile nkosi lobhengula. Inkosi akwaziwa lapha yakhothamela khona yanyamalala kumfuluthangane. Lokho kungumlando okuzosala labantwaneni bakomfakazi ukuthi inkosi yesibili ulobhengula yanyamalala. Siphinde futhi siyihaye babunkomo lapho-ke.
Libuye lihaye futhi induna yakini uGodlwayo lapho.
Ye, sithi mafu kanselensele kalinda mkonto mafa phansi laphezulu alingani ngoba phezulu angubo-ngubo. UMathayi induna yabantu bakogodlwayo omnyama mahlaba ikhale ekwaziyo ukuphatha abantu njalo engalilahlanga usiko.
Godlwayo omnyama mahlaba ikhale jiyampondo bafuza fulele bajhila izimbi ngomlenze abanye beyithinda ngemvuta bezikasikhathi amaduna.
Bathi abazanga ukuligqiba idlalade abafana bakagodlwayo bengahayanga ezikamagebhula itshila moya phela kungoma yabo le ethi Highlanders. Ezinye ingoma ezikuleli dlalade zigoqela ethi inzima lendlela, washa washa, emangunini, umama Priscilla, lapho abancoma khona umeli weMathebeleleni South edalele parliamente unkosikazi Priscilla Misairambwe Mushonga besithi ungumkhokheli oqotho. Abalandeli Isibanda ungathanda ukuba chiyela wapha manje.
Uzulu labalandeli ngithanda ukuthi mina sicela isupport kakhulu bethenge la CD ungqo wama CD kobulawayo bengakwazi ukwathola kwa Maxi Hardware opposite ko Map Brothers. Bangaxhumana lobaba uMaranda sithole ku 0772986402 0772986402 angeke beze bezithole sole neze kanti ngizocela ukuthi mhlaka 3 abafana bakagodla bazabe belaphana emcimbini wekhaya athi kobulawayo 3 September siyacela bephelela laphana umcimbi uqala ngo 5 Rainbow Hotel. Yes.
Hawu ibeka kuhle kodlwayo omnyama, siyabonga.
Siyabonga nathi Nkosi.
Baphuma ke enkundleni ngale ethi izibodo.
Nithi lozi ke imadudu ndobukazi yesizwe sakomthakazi wena mfazoshaya madudu. Nithi vukubone nampo ubuchitheka bugayini. Lasho lagulukudela ngaphakathi inkonyane lakogodla yomnyama mahlaba ayithwala ijiyamponi mafuza afulela imalala ndawona. Ngithi ngibafica nje balibele ngokudla amagwili amazambana asegoli bayatatazela bayagedezela wena wabona umhlango usemanzini. Ngithi laba abanomona abangizondela udumo lami bayamoyizela manje baphethe ngamahloni bayablatsho kwentombazane ekonyiswayo babheka phansi bagxotagxotha into ezingabonakaliyo sebagijime babizana bonke bahlangana babaluviyo bathi indebe ngoba phela sokukhonyaka kogodlayo omnyama. Inziyo zabangizondazi akhathazeka mazimbona ngisaphila ngisenze nje kodwa yama ikhathazeka isidaladalo ngoba phela amazondento esadala futhi into esiyiphilelayo. Ngingudiba umthakulo usithi voice entombi iphume evokola kogodlayo omnyama umahla bayithale komathila insimbi ngomlenzi abanye bethila ngemva. Ngiphuma ngaphansi kwenduna mafi Mathayi maduna mafi kanselensele kalinda mkhonto mafa phansi laphezulu alingani ngoba phezulu angubungubo. Ngimsenginyona ekhalile idonselenyosini bafana bamumali ngayilandela lafica kungazi lutho zethu zile kuyibutabutayo.
Nuspan, Dunta win, you send us a photo, Sasulamabala, Sakin, Kosin, Wachua, Nangu, and Kosin, Lamaba. Nisi, Mambe, Pirepas, Betina, Matoni, and the Arch, Velasi, as the Tarchas in Zijapota. Nimum Sharaz, Wesinda, Aligan is within the Taraz Aranja and Samaskan. I'm eating Velamina, Mata, the Fort Ranja, Lonja, and the Sun Man, eating at the Zelda with your Baba since the Lunga, Ibabo, Chabula, my Babo, I. Onje vele kumnandi umimbuzi yelikilitshe kodwa umilitshe seliyelela imbuzi imayi babo mayi babo mayi babo Lorenzi mfanami akubisi induku yamendlozi ngishaye ngayo labo thekwana bazunguzimuzwana ngithi nginiphicaphica ngengulube zami ezimbili engazikhubhodakeni maqeda zabuyele edakeni ngingumondi wezibothi ezimbili ezizitabane engazithatha ngazifundisa ingoma zajika zabalekela ehlathini zayobhema onyawo uphele engangizithethe khulu.
Isikhathi kasisavumi ukubana siqhubekele phambili lokhu esisonke, kodwa singeke hlukani wathi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebesilazo. Kufamshayelwe webhasi yeGreyhound emngceleni weBridge ngemva kokugqotshwa yibhasi ekade ishayela ngesikhathi ezama ukutshintsha iviri ebeselipontshile. Ikhansile yakoBulawayo isivule okusemthethweni izitishi zempompi amanzi ezingamashumi amathathu lantathu kanye lesokuhlambulula amanzi engcikeza avela ezambuzini. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lanamhlanje. Olifisela impela sonto elithukela uFraxedes Jeremiah.